The John Daly Show, media.
And hi, folks. Let's talk about the battle between Donald Trump and Fox News. Trump says he won't take part in the Fox News debate tomorrow night because Megyn Kelly is biased against him. This is absolutely fascinating and wacky. Trump is turning the media and politics on his head with what would have looked like a stupid political gamble before. Now, as you know, I have not endorsed anyone yet. My observations here are strictly about viewing the political and media landscape, which is drastically changing. I will say this for Trump, though. He is hitting a lot of the points I've talked about for a decade of what will happen in the news media. First, this is really not a battle between Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly. This is all about Fox News and Trump's desire to go directly to the voters and not needing the media. I really don't think Trump is afraid of Megyn Kelly. But as a journalist who has worked for a number of media outlets, I praise Roger Ailes at Fox News for standing by Megyn Kelly and not giving in to Trump. As a boss, it is the right thing to do. And I think Megyn Kelly should not be chastised for her questioning of Trump during that earlier debate. However, I think Trump's insinuation about her menstrual cycle was cheap and low class. And Trump is taking a big chance here. He could be losing women voters on both sides of the aisle. He could also alienate Iowa voters only days before the caucuses. That being said, I think Trump knows what he is doing here. He has the numbers, if the polling is right. He can afford to lose Iowa. It is Iowa. No one wins the presidency by winning the Iowa caucuses. They are a worthless barometer for the rest of the nation. Trump could lose Iowa and easily win the rest of the primary states. That's if you believe the polling. Missing the debate reinforces the brand of his candidacy. By flipping off Fox News, he is defying an institutional icon for Republicans and conservatives. He is also showing his core constituency that he is afraid of no one. That is how he will govern as president. Now, I am not saying that is what we really want in a president, but a lot of people want a lawmaker who champions the people, not their own special interest. Karl Rove, who's not for Donald Trump, said it best. The GOP will do better when they care more about the voters rather than the party. Also, I don't think Trump cares whether he wins or loses. That's why he takes these big risks. And those risks have not hurt him so far. But here's where I think he is going to change the media landscape and politics for good. He is proving that the mainstream media is becoming more and more irrelevant. What a blow to Fox News if Trump gets more viewers or even a sizable amount of viewers who won't watch the debate. Imagine if he pulls off a fundraiser for Wounded Warriors that brings in big crowds. Fox News will look very petty. But this trend is already happening to the mainstream media. First, right now, political advertising doesn't work. The two biggest advertisers in politics are Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. They have spent millions. And it seems for nothing. Trump is trouncing them, using live appearances and Twitter. He doesn't need to buy the mainstream media. They follow him and literally spend their own money to show what he is doing and what he is saying without the Donald having to buy any airtime. Second, people are cutting the cord on cable. They are going to the internet or mobile to get their news and information. Granted, Fox News still has great ratings, but remember, they are the only place for politically conservative people on television. Their demographics skew very old and very white. Third, Trump is helping to prove what most people have known about Fox News for years. They tailor their news, and sometimes the facts, based on who they're supporting for the election. I think people are getting tired of that, and they are even more tired of Fox News since they are so belligerent and loud about it. Now people can find lots of information and truth for themselves without tuning into Fox News. As I have said for years, the most important journalist in your life is you. Trump makes voters feel they are directly in touch with him. This will change the way elections are run in the future. And it doesn't bode well for the regular news media. Fourth, these debates really don't work. With so many people on stage, you really don't get much of a chance to change voters' minds. What is moving voters is Trump attacks, and Trump is doing those attacks in live events. But it is more than just his bullying personality. It's about social media. It is all about getting people connected, but also to get them into a community together. Look at major sporting events. More than 40% of the people watching on TV are also watching the reactions on social media at the same time. It is being connected with other people and seeing their reactions. It is no coincidence that the two candidates with the biggest crowds are Trump and Bernie Sanders. Most of them are young people connected and looking to be a part of something. Still, that doesn't mean victory for Trump or Bernie. The key is, who will get out the vote? Does Trump have a good get-out-the-vote team? We won't know until next week and through February and March. Remember, the last three elections were won thanks to the geeks who used big data to reach voters who normally wouldn't go to the polls. And the candidates' volunteers got them to the polls. It happened in 2004, 2008, and 2012. Fifth, when and if Donald Trump wins the nomination, it will be interesting to see if Fox News bows down to the Donald. My guess is they will. After all, Fox News is a business. They will want to be connected to a winner. But this will change Fox because it will change the Republican Party. The identity of the party is so fractured right now because so many Americans have wide and varying views that no party or ideology can placate. Fox News and Roger Ailes are both very smart. They're lousy at news, but they're great broadcasters and entertainers. They will make the necessary changes. But it will slowly no longer look like the Fox News we have known. And before that happens, my prediction is Fox News may look like the loser in this battle with Trump. That's informed, not inflamed. Give me your take.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.